From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, Sunday claimed major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashika. Peshmerga commanders outside the town told reporters their fighters had entered Bashika. However, journalists were not allowed in, and the status of the town has not been confirmed. The latest Iraqi coalition advances occurred by visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani and key military commanders. After separate talks Saturday in Baghdad with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Carter also said U.S. is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition if requested by Iraq and U.S. commanders. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British monitor said there was fighting in several areas along the front that divides the city's government-held west from the rebel-held east. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. U.S. Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and Houthi rebels raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemeni border. This is VOA News.